listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with me, Jade Elliott, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.
You are listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with myself, Jade Elliott. We're joined today by Dr. Jenna Whittem, and we are talking about the importance of wellness checks during the pandemic, and with those wellness checks, you know, baby's development, making sure that your baby is seen properly. How do you know if that's happening? Always with new babies, regardless of if it's your first or your fifth, there's always questions, making sure that your baby is developing properly and on course. Of course, you know, babies can't let us know all the time if they are. It's important that we're getting our babies in to see their pediatricians, to see their doctors, and to stay up to date on our well child checkups, even during the time of coronavirus. Doctor, you guys are doing so many things to make sure that everyone feels safe and comfortable coming in and bringing their babies in for their checkups.
Absolutely. So the health of our healthy kiddos is always on the forefront of our minds. So in our clinic and in many other clinics across the state of Utah, we have decided to separate well children from sick children to protect those that are already healthy. We're doing this by separating it in time. So if you have a healthy kiddo, you are going to bring them in the early morning hours up through the early afternoon. And if your child has any sick symptoms, they're going to be separated and be seen in the later afternoon hours so that we can keep those healthy kids protected. There's many other strategies to do this as well. Some clinics are separating children spatially, and so keeping those healthy kids away from those sick kids is also really important. So get in touch with your pediatrician and learn what they're doing to help keep your kiddos healthy.
Yeah, because it is important, of course, that we get our newborns in, our healthy newborns, and of course, if we have sick kids as well. Everyone needs to be seen for their well checks and for their vaccinations, especially as we head into flu season.
Absolutely. So we recommend, even in the current COVID time, we recommend that you keep to that CDC recommended immunization schedule. So that means coming in for your regularly scheduled checkups and receiving those vaccinations. And now that includes flu vaccine. And especially in the uncertainty surrounding COVID, it's so important that we get all of our children ages 6 months and up vaccinated with that flu vaccine.
And when it comes to the wellness checkups, they're crucial for families to just make sure that their babies are on that right developmental course. And one of those things that they check for during these is making sure that our babies are seen properly, that their eyesight is developing the way that it should. What are some of the things that you look for? What are some of the things that, you know, mom and dad, caregivers at home should be looking for to make sure baby's eyesight is developing the way that it should?
Your baby's vision is something we watch very closely over the first year of life and even beyond that. Babies learn to see over a period of time. We know that babies aren't born with all the visual skills that they will need in their life, and they gradually develop over the course of the first couple of years. Your pediatrician is specially trained to watch for these things and to track their milestones. So at each specific age, there's something that we check for and something that we watch for to make sure that we feel like your baby's eyesight is right on track.
And what are some of the things that we can monitor at home, and what are some of the things as parents or caregivers that we can do to help the development of their eyesight?
Absolutely. So my recommendation to brand new moms is to get to know your baby's eyesight, know what their skills are. And so a brand new baby can only see about 8 to 10 inches in front of their face, about the distance from mom breastfeeding to look up and see the mom's face. That's about your baby's skill. They also don't have color vision yet when they're first born. So tailor the things that you do with your baby to those developmental milestones. So be talking to your baby, get close to your baby, right? You want things that are large shapes, faces. Those things are great for your brand new baby that you're bringing home. As they grow, you want to encourage them to look at things. So having a nightlight in their bedroom can be a great habit to get into. Now, not a bright nightlight, that'll keep them up at night, but a dim light that can allow them to explore the world around them. I also encourage you to expose your baby to different sights, different sounds that they can look for and coordinate that hearing and that vision, even really, really early, as in the first couple weeks to months of life. As they get older, things that you can do, start reading to them, right? Even as early as 2 or 3 months old, babies should be responding to your voice and looking. They're looking at books. They're looking at pictures. They're looking around a room if you're talking to them and pointing things out. Those are great things that you can do even at the youngest ages to help your baby develop those visual skills.
And so what are some of the things that we should look for at home that may cause concern? When should we maybe check in with our pediatrician, you know, after a wellness check and say, you know, something maybe doesn't seem right. I don't feel like maybe they're focusing properly here or there. And then at what point should we maybe even see a vision specialist?
That's another great question. And I say, if you as a parent, as a mom or dad are worried, you should talk to your pediatrician, right? If your gut tells you something's not right, talk to your doctor, okay? Don't lose sleep over it. And then some major things you want to watch for. So if your baby's eyes, both of them or one of them, seem to be tearing excessively, okay, that you're having to wipe it away, talk to your doctor. This can be a sign of a blocked tear duct, which is a very common problem in young babies, okay? If one of your baby's eyes seems to be constantly turning in or turning out, as opposed to the other eye, those are reasons you should talk to your doctor. Sometimes babies can seem sensitive to light and sort of squint or shy away from light. That would not be normal, and you would need to talk to your pediatrician about that. Also, your doctor will check your baby's eyes even at that first newborn check and check for a white, okay? And if your doctor notices that, they will send you to an eye doctor specialist.
And for parents listening in that may want more information or more resources, where should we send them to?
Yeah, so intermountainhealthcare.org is a great website that can direct you to those eye specialists and pediatrician resources that may help. And then also healthychildren.org is an excellent parenting resource that can go through some other things that you can watch for and teach you the normal things that happen with baby's eyesight and those developmental milestones for each specific stage.
And I'm sure you also have information on your guys' website in regards to all of the things that you're doing to keep parents informed and children safe and healthy in regards to the pandemic and making sure everyone feels, you know, safe and good about keeping those babies up to date on their vaccinations and their well checkups and all of those types of things.
Absolutely. And if any parents out there have concerns or questions, get in touch with your pediatrician. We're here for you. We're here to help answer those questions and calm those fears before you even bring baby into the office.
Dr. Jenna Whittem, thank you so much for being with us today and answering some of our questions for us and talking to us about, of course, not only keeping our babies healthy and up to date on their wellness checks, but also, you know, making sure that they're developing properly as well and seeing the way that they should be.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
And that concludes this episode of the Baby Your Baby Podcast.
Thanks for joining me, Jade Elliott, and our guest for this week's Baby Your Baby Podcast. If you have a topic that you'd like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.